Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and I would like to welcome you to Renaissance Gary Mankel Third Quarter 2025 Earnings Conference Call on the 6th of November 2025. Please note that at this point, all participant lines are in listen-only mode. After the call, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. With this, I would like now to pass the line to Handan Saigon, Chief Investor Relations Officer. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafael. Thank you, everyone. Hello. I'm here with the top management of Renaissance Gayrimenkul Yatırım. We have Tercan Yüksel, our board member and Group CFO, CEO Yağmur Yaşar, and our CFO, Sinan Tekol. We also have here our IR manager, Kaan Coşkun. We have five parts to our presentation, and we're going to first start with the macro, the big picture, as always. In Turkey, we're now in a disinflationary environment. Prices are cooling, but growth is still holding up nicely. The economy has managed the transition very well, actually. GDP growth is not only continuing, but it's actually picking up pace, and domestic consumption remains a strong driver. To put that in context, our country's growth is running about three to four times faster than the Eurozone. Turkey remains a relatively high-growth and very attractive market. If you look at retail activity, it tells a similar story. Even though quarterly sales growth was flattish during the election quarter back in the second quarter 2024, which was mostly because demand was pulled forward, we've seen quarterly growth return to positive territory since then. That's a good sign that consumer spending power is still alive and well, even at times of the monetary tightening, and that helps support retail sales turnover across the economy. Now, turning to policy and impact on real estate prices, as most of you are familiar, the policy easing cycle has started since June, and it looks set to continue, likely finishing this year with another 100 basis points of rate cut in December, parallel to the CPI expectations trending down. Lower inflation and expected moderation in real rates should be very supportive for real estate. You may recall when real rates turned negative, property prices respond quite strongly. We had witnessed that back in 2022. After a period of moderation we saw till today, we expect that prices will start to rise again as rate cuts progress and financing conditions improve. Overall, we have a combination of steady growth, cooling inflation, and easier monetary policy, and that, we believe, is a very favorable setup for real estate investors going forward. Now, I'm going to pass on to Tercan for his opening remarks.
Thanks, Handan, for the quick update on the macroeconomic environment of Turkey. I would like to briefly highlight the key points of our nine-month performance. After my remarks, our CEO, Yağmur, will take you through the results in more detail. As of the end of the third quarter, we continue to maintain our leading position in Turkey's commercial real estate sector. Operationally, we delivered another strong period, with both occupancy and footfall reaching all-time high levels. Tenant turnover growth reached around 37% in TL terms, slightly above the average CPI at 36%. The sector average, with a 30% increase, remained approximately 6-7% lower, indicating our performance amongst the markets. This performance reflects the hands-on approach of our property management, leasing, and asset management capabilities, as well as the quality of our portfolio. On the financial side, EBITDA reached 135 million euros in the first nine months. On an annualized basis, this corresponds to around 180 million euros, which is in line with our budget. Oil sales stands at around 9%, still below the long-term sustainable levels of 20 to 13%. This indicates upside potential for future rental growth, while also providing a cushion against potential downside risk in the market. In short, we delivered almost 20% organic growth in EBITDA in euro terms for our investors. On the acquisition side, the market is active and competitive. Recent potential transactions in our sector point to around 30 times EBITDA multiples in single asset deals, while our shares trade around 7 to 8 times, implying upside potential for our shareholders in the midterm. Although market valuations are at these levels, we continue to look for very accretive and reasonable opportunities, and we have signed agreements to acquire the remaining 50% shares in Optum İzmir and Optum Ankara. We closed İzmir deal at the end of September and expect to finalize Ankara Optum deal by the end of this year. According to our agreements in the SPAs, operational profits generated until the closing of the deals belong to Renaissance Gayrimenkul Yatırım. Therefore, considering the 50% stake adjusted EBITDA of this asset is 20 million euros, it is indicating around 10% more growth in euro terms by inorganic growth, which brings us 200 million euro EBITDA levels in 2025 full year NOI. On the development side, we remain very selective due to high development costs. Currently, our main focus is multi-park residential and office project in the development projects. Sales were launched at the end of September, and despite high interest rates and limited market efforts, we achieved over 10% pre-sales. This performance reflects both the appreciation of Renaissance high construction quality and the attractive location of this project. Now, I would like to hand the floor over to CEO Yağmur, who will continue with the operational results.
Thank you, Sercan. Hi, everyone. I would like to provide more detail on our operations and investments. Over the past 2 years in the post-pandemic period, we have seen a continuation in consumer demand for brick and mortar retail, as evidenced by meaningful growth in footfall. This increased by approximately 20%, enabling us to reach 114 million in 2024 with respect to 2022. This momentum continued into 2025 with 85 million footfall in the first 9 months and 114 million on last 12 months basis. Supported by this robust demand, occupancy has reached 99.5% across almost all our portfolio, effectively operating at full capacity and reinforcing our position as one of the most resilient commercial real estate companies in Turkey. Consistent with this stabilization in footfall, we are seeing tenant sales and turnover trends to normalize in line with the softening inflation environment. Annual tenant turnover growth reached around 37%, slightly above the average CPI at 36%, which is fully in line with our expectations as we anticipated a convergence towards inflation levels through the normalization cycle. According to AYD, the Shopping Center Association of Turkey, the broader sector, however, shown relatively slower tenant turnover growth, which is around 30%, and approximately 6 or 7% lower than our performance, reflecting our actively management portfolio continues to outperform despite this deceleration trend in the market. Historically, our OCR stood around 12 to 13%. In the recent hyperinflationary period, rapid tenant turnover growth, supported by strong footfall, led to very strong tenant performance, which is significantly above CPI, which in turn caused OCR levels to temporarily decline to around 8.5% levels, as you can see on the graph. Through active lease negotiations, indexation, and targeted redevelopments, we successfully increased rents in real terms on a Turkish lira basis. And as a result, OCR has recovered back towards approximately 9%. And we continue to take a proactive approach to further improve rental yields while maintaining a healthy balance for our tenants and sustain long-term occupancy. RGY will continue to benefit from low OCR levels in further increasing rents or downside protection in case of headwinds, as Serzan has also mentioned. Our portfolio benefits from a highly diversified tenant mix. Nearly one-third of our rental income is generated from international brands, while the remaining share comes from strong and well-established local tenants. This balanced structure supports long-term stability and resilience. Our revenue concentration is also very low. Our top 10 tenants account for only approximately 23% of total income. With the largest group being Inditex, through its well-known brands such as Zara, representing only 5%. We maintain long-standing relationships with our tenants, and our weighted average unexpired lease term, WALT, stands at 4.2 years. While typically a longer WALT is considered healthier, in the current environment, a slightly shorter lease profile, which gives us to capture real rental growth. Strong retailer demand has enabled us to release and open 117 new stores this year, even while operating at near full occupancy, resulting approximately 9% real Turkish lira-based rental growth over inflation. When we look at our office portfolio, our assets in Küçükyalı Hilltown and Maltepe Park are fully occupied, hosting leading corporate tenants such as Carrefour, Teknosa, Turkcell and Bosch, demonstrating the scale and quality of our offering. At Maltepe Piazza, we have previously had a small amount of available space. However, with the office unit sales completed in 2025, the property is now almost fully occupied. These recent sales, at an average price of approximately 3,400 euros per square meter, effectively brought the project to full occupancy. Looking at our investments, in July, as Serjan has mentioned, we signed SPA with GIC to acquire their 50% stakes in both Izmir Optimum and Ankara Optimum. The Izmir Optimum transaction closed at the end of September at a price of 63.6 million euros for the 50% stake. And following completion, the asset is now fully consolidated. Izmir Optimum an 84,000 square meter GLA flagship shopping center with 15 million annual footfall and 100% occupancy continues to be one of the highest performing assets in our portfolio. We expect the asset to generate approximately 32 million euros of EBITDA in 2025. For Ankara Optimum, we expect to complete the transaction shortly. Meanwhile, we continue to pursue a highly selective development strategy. Maltepe Park development comprises four blocks, two allocated for residential use and two for office use. On the residential side, construction has reached around 50% completion level and sales were launched in September this year. Today, we have sold almost 30 units and we exceeded 10% in terms of sales. On the office side, design studies are ongoing, and once completed, we will submit permit applications to the municipality. Following approvals, we plan to commence the construction and launch the sales of the office block as well. So thank you for your attention. Now I would like to hand the floor to Sinan.
Thank you very much, Yağmur Bey, and hello everyone. First, I would like to start with a brief overview of our key financial performance so far this year, and then I will move on to highlight a few key details behind the numbers. As a result of the proactive operational management measures mentioned by Yağmur Bey, our EBITDA has continued to grow, reaching an annualized level of 180 million euros, which is in line with the 2025 budget we set at the beginning of the year. As part of our long-lasting deleveraging strategy, the company reduced its indebtedness to around 500 million euros by the end of last year, and even after the acquisition of Optimum İzmir, it kept stable as of September compared to the end of 2024. Growth in our gross asset value also continued this year and increased by 6%, reaching 3.5 billion euros. As a result of rising revenues and expanding asset base and significant deleveraging, our net asset value has almost doubled over the past 3 years, now reaching to 3 billion euros, demonstrating the solid value creation achieved throughout the period covered in this presentation. If we look a bit deeper into our net operating income, in Turkish lira and real terms, our operational profit grew by 9% above inflation, reaching to 6.4 billion Turkish lira. Despite the euro's appreciation against the lira, our euro-denominated operational profit also performed very strongly, increasing by 20% year-on-year, rising from 112 million euros to 135 million euros this year. As shown on the chart to the right, the acquisition of the 50% share in Optimum İzmir, which generates more than 30 million euros in operational profit annually, is expected to add additional 15 million euros to our full year EBITDA. Once the acquisition of Optimum Ankara's remaining 50% is completed, the total inorganic growth provided by this acquisition is expected to reach 100%, bringing our full year net operational income to around 200 million euro level. Moving on to our balance sheet, which continues to remain solid and resilient, with a net asset value of nearly 3 billion euros, we are funding only 14% of our 3.5 billion euro total assets through bank loans, down from 36% 3 years ago. Our net debt of around 500 million euros implies a 40% LTV and 2.5 times net debt to EBITDA ratio, both of which are very strong compared to global peers. An average debt maturity of over 3 years and the low cost of funding of around 6.3% further demonstrates that the company's debt portfolio is highly sustainable and healthy. Also, even after the Optimum İzmir acquisition, our liquidity remains strong with 183 million euros of cash on hand. As you have seen throughout today's presentation, RGY continues to deliver resilient performance and disciplined growth. We remain Turkey's leading retail real estate investor, supported by a solid capital structure, high corporate governance standards, and a portfolio that consistently outperforms the market. Our low OCR levels, turnover-based land structures, and a proactive management mentality continue to provide strong potential for real inflation-protected returns. With leverage gradually declining, we benefit from lower interest expenses, and combined with our relatively young asset portfolio requiring low capex, enables the company to generate up to 150 million euros in annual cash flow. This strong cash generation from operations, together with our robust cash position, provides the flexibility to pursue inorganic growth opportunities while also creating potential for future dividend distributions to the extent permitted by applicable regulations. So in short, we continue to grow with discipline, create value through strategic moves, and deliver sustainable results for our investors and stakeholders. Thank you all for your attention. This is the end of our presentation. If you have any further questions, please feel free to ask.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for the presentation. So we'll now move to the question and answer section. If you would like to ask a question, please press star two on your phone and wait to be prompted. If you are dialed in by the web, you can type your question in the box provided or request to ask a voice question. We'll just wait a moment or two for the questions to come in.
I think we only have text questions. Shall I continue reading the question?
Yes, Hanım. Please go ahead.
The first question comes from Ünlü & Company. They carry it on. Thank you for the presentation. 2024 year-end presentation gives 11.6% turnover rent and 88% base plus turnover contract. In 3Q25 presentation, we see 34% of rental income tied to turnover. Does it suggest a restructuring in contract portfolio, a shift towards turnover only?
No, actually we still have around 90% of our tenants have lease agreements composing both base and turnover rent, and around 10% of our tenants are paying only turnover rent.
So this time the representation
changed? No. I think there's a confusion here. In total, around 34% of our rental income is coming from turnover rent. However, our turnover rent is coming from 10% of tenants which are paying only turnover, plus 90% of tenants which are paying turnover rent plus base rent. So in total, more than 30% of our rental income is generated through turnovers.
Does the month of the park's 11% sales figure contain October sales, or is it 3Q25 only from mid-September to end September?
These are residential sales. The residential project is under development. As you know, the invoices are issued once the titles are transferred. So we did not transfer the titles yet. We are receiving the payments, but it's not recorded.
But we launch at the end of September, so only 1 month we deliver 15% sales,
and
just a month figure.
And this is not reflected in income figures yet.
It's very personal.
Okay. The fourth question, in the Maltepe Park appraisal report, 20% is forecasted for the first year, and at 2028 end, given the relatively fast start, how should we expect the sales to progress? Does a shorter timeline seem possible?
Yes, we started the sales with the end of September, and also we will continue with the current sale pace, but we will start increasing prices to manage this sale process in the future. So since our liquidity is very solid right now, we do not have any rush to sell the units as we did in the past. We didn't start it until the construction came to 15%. So as I said, we do not have any rush. We will probably follow the market.
So in short, this strong start up may increase our average sale price.
Yeah. Okay,
there's another question, a written question coming from Akyatırım and our Faruk Yüksel. How much would be the consolidated EBITDA guidance if 200 million euro combined EBITDA would be adjusted for unconsolidated subsidiaries? Where do you follow the pre-sale proceedings on the balance sheet for residential units?
One by one, maybe
yeah.
You can follow.
Okay.
For the first question, we are, as you know, adjusting the shares of our subsidiaries in a proportionate basis to our figures presented in the presentation. So 180 million euros. Maybe we can go to that slide, just two pages before. Yeah, that one. In here, we show the 50% of Optimum İzmir's GIC shares that we acquired in September at 15 million euros. So this will increase our adjusted EBITDA from 180 to 195. And an additional 5 million euros is expected from Optimum Ankara's acquisition, which will reach our annualized EBITDA figures to 200. This is includes 100% of Optimum İzmir and Ankara. So there will be no further addition from the acquisitions.
Okay. The second, third, and fourth seems to be in the same topic, around the same topic. So I'm going to read that. Where do you follow the pre-sale proceedings on the balance sheet for residential units? If deferred revenue is the account, I see it is relatively low for 27 units being sold. Do you now have an off balance sheet for trade receivables for the undelivered sales?
Yes, since as Yavuz mentioned, we are collecting payments. So we do not transfer the titles, so this will not go directly to our income statement. It will be followed in the balance sheet, in the liabilities account. So the sales are conducted in an installment manner. Since there is no mortgage market currently, we are providing up to 25 months installment. So the cash acquired and most sales conducted via installments. So the cash amount is not as high as the total price of these 27 units.
Okay. Then his next question is, where do you see your 25 year end net debt to EBITDA after the step acquisition of Optimum Ankara?
Mm-hmm.
I see it is 3x post Optimum İzmir.
Again, we can come back to this slide. We expected that question, so we show in the right hand side that the change in the net debt to EBITDA after Optimum İzmir acquisition, which is in the last two bars, it increases our net debt to EBITDA to 2.5x. And also, please note that net debt is a balance sheet and EBITDA is an income statement figure. So we use here the annualized income of Optimum İzmir. So even after Optimum Ankara's acquisition, we will see that this net debt to EBITDA figure will be in the same level, 2.5x.
Okay. And his last question is that, what is your third quarter 25 only OCR?
I can give answer to that. We are presenting our OCR in the last 12 months manner. So 9% is the last 12 months average OCR. In the last quarter, it is 9.3% ish level. So it indicates an upward trend for our OCR level again.
Maybe we can also give some insight about October. The data are not announced, but maybe you can give some insight for October.
Throughout our presentation, we have mentioned that the tenant sales figures are converging to the inflation figures. However, in October, it seems there will be an exception. The tenant performances are better than our expectations and better than the inflation figure. For the time being, 80% of our tenants has submitted their October sales figures, and these 80% shows around 37, even more than 37% increase as compared to October last year. And as you know, the CPI is around 33%. So again, we see 4-5 points above inflation tenant sales performance. This is a good indication that the last quarter will continue to outperform the inflation, and we will our expectations are more optimistic now.
Okay, there's another question coming from, again, Azimut Group from Amerkara. Hi, thank you for presentation. Can you please share your expectation regarding the EBITDA figure and leverage level for the 2026 year end? Apart from that, approximately what level of dividend payout ratio is being projected in 2026 from 2025 net profit? If you can give some information, we would appreciate. Thank you.
Firstly, I would give some update about leverage level. We believe that current LTV level 16% and 2.5 times EBITDA net coverage is very robust position compared to our peers in Europe. As mentioned at the beginning of the presentation, we are looking for acquisitions and developments, but as mentioned, acquisitions price are gone up around 20-30 times, and development costs very high. So we are very selective on that side. If we cannot find a reasonable investment by like acquisitions or development, then excess cash goes to repay the debt. So it may also push down current indebtedness in a lower level. Can we see the question?
The dividend, about the dividend payout for 25, from 25 profits in 2026. What level of dividend payout ratio is being projected in 26 from the 25 net profit? If you can give
obviously, this depends on the statutory accounts of the company, not just linked to the international financial reporting standards, net income level, and also we interviews presentations, we talk about the merger of our SPVs with the RGY, Renaissance Guide Bancor, in order to obtain these profits gained from SPVs directly into the RGY level. So yes, the company intends to distribute dividends, and we may even proceed with small distribution even in this year also. And also we will look to the year-end figures in our statutory accounts at the end of this year, and we will see what we can distribute at that point.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Looks like we have no further questions from the audience, so I would like to pass the line to the team for their closing remarks.
Okay, well, thank you all for joining us today. We believe we represent a high-quality name with strong fundamentals, recurring earnings, and significant growth potential. We're excited about the opportunities ahead and remain focused on delivering sustainable value for our shareholders. So we appreciate your time and engagement, and we hope you'll continue to follow our progress with the same enthusiasm. We look forward to speaking with you again next quarter when we expect to share another set of strong results.
Thanks all.
Thank you.
Thank you. This concludes the call for today. We are now closing all the lines.